Legal and privacy requirements for information sharing. Information sharing can result in exposure to risk. Liability, data privacy, and cybersecurity risks and protections are addressed more next. Legal liability and protections. Information sharing with the extended supply chain or with government entities creates risk for organizations, and some of these risks could leave the organization liable for damages sought by other supply chain partners, customers, or investors. Here are some of the risks related to information sharing along with some potential responses in the form of insurance. Trade disruptions caused by information system failures could be mitigated using trade disruption insurance for lost profits, continuing and expediting expenses, and contingent losses. Trade disruption insurance is broader than business interruption insurance, which addresses the loss of use of physical property. Political risk from government expropriation of intellectual property can also be addressed to some extent using trade disruption insurance. Customer or trade partner liability risk can come from failure to adhere to privacy laws related to the collection or use of data. This is addressed more below. Cybersecurity risks can create liability from breach of data. Cyber insurance or use of a cybersecurity framework can help, as is also addressed more below. Data privacy risks and laws. While privacy refers to the right to be left alone and free from surveillance by various parties, data privacy instead relates to an individual's right to have a say in how one's personally identifiable information is collected, used, and handled. This includes control over who can access the information and how it can be amended, changed, or deleted, including the right to be forgotten. Personally identifiable information, PII, is a legal term. For example, the U.S. Department of Labor defines it as follows. Any representation of information that permits the identity of an individual to whom the information applies to be reasonably inferred by either direct or indirect means. Further, PII is defined as information. I that directly identifies an individual, for example, name, address, social security number, or other identifying number or code, telephone number, email address, etc., or I. By which an agency intends to identify specific individuals in conjunction with other data elements, for example, indirect information. These data elements may include a combination of gender, race, birthdate, geographic indicator, and other descriptors. Additionally, information permitting the physical or online contacting of a specific individual is the same as personally identifiable information. This information can be maintained in either paper, electronic, or other media. Cybersecurity is particularly important for data privacy due to the potential for sensitive information being acquired. Health records, financial information, legal records, information on membership in organizations, for example, churches, unions, political parties, and racial or ethnic group membership all require higher levels of protection. Big data or data analytics systems have additional privacy implications because data from multiple sources is being aggregated. Data privacy laws and regulations exist in numerous jurisdictions. While these laws apply to those jurisdictions, an organization wishing to have data on customers in those locations will need to abide by those restrictions for its customers in those locations, even if the organization does not otherwise operate in those jurisdictions. Also, since adherence to different regulations for different customers can be cost prohibitive, many organizations adopt the most stringent set of data privacy laws or regulations for all of their customers as a gold standard. Examples of more stringent data privacy laws include the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, in the U.S. and the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, in the European Union. For example, the GDPR gives individuals the following rights over their data. Right to be informed of how organizations are using their data, such as through a privacy policy. Right to access one's personal data. Right to correct errors in one's personal data. Right to be forgotten, deletion of personal data. Right to get a copy of personal data, data portability. Right to opt out of future data collection. Similarities and differences exist in various data privacy laws, so legal review is needed. For example, in the GDPR, the organization or its embedded third-party processors needs to obtain prior consent for the collection and use of EU citizens' data, including the purpose, extent, and duration of the data processing, which is why websites now commonly ask you to accept cookies prior to using this information to personalize ads and more. The CCPA does not require this, but does allow people to opt out. Another issue with data privacy laws is data residency, or requirements for storing data within the physical borders of the country that passed the law. While the GDPR does not address data residency, many other laws do. Germany's Data Protection Act, for example, requires data residency for the accounting data of German organizations and individuals filing taxes in Germany. Laws of this sort have implications for clouds, as the data could conceivably be stored anywhere. Such laws have led to national clouds, where the cloud guarantees data residency within the jurisdiction. Cybersecurity risks. Maintaining certain standards for cybersecurity may be a regulatory requirement in certain jurisdictions, and it also creates reputation and liability risks for the organization related to breach of personally identifiable information. It can also be a form of trade disruption. For example, a ransomware attack shut down a key U.S. East Coast pipeline in May of 2021 and resulted in panic buying of gasoline by consumers, as discussed in the New York Times article by Michael D. Shear et al. Colonial Pipeline paid roughly $5 million in ransom to hackers. Cyber insurance is one option for addressing cybersecurity risks. This form of coverage is basically a type of trade disruption coverage. The impact of cyber risks on suppliers and customers one or more tiers out may also need to be considered when negotiating this type of insurance. IT requires robust security due to the numerous cyber threats that exist, and this is especially the case for supply chains that integrate with numerous partners, since this creates more attack vulnerabilities. One way supply chains can reduce these risks is by getting all parties to agree to use a common security framework. Two examples are the NIST Cybersecurity Framework and the MITRE, ATT, and CK Registered Trademark Framework. NIST Cybersecurity Framework. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, is a U.S. government agency and a contributing member to the ISO. The NIST Cybersecurity Framework, version 1.1 2018, has been well accepted in the U.S. and internationally as a foundation for developing cohesive cybersecurity processes and policies intended to provide information systems with resilience. The framework outlines cost-effective best practices that can be tailored to the need and properly prioritized. The framework includes a framework core. The core presents cybersecurity activities called functions, their expected outcomes divided into categories. For example, for the protect function, one is identity management and access control, and subcategories, for example, remote access is managed, and informative references, for example, relevant standards. The following functions operate as a cyber risk management lifecycle: identify, business context, resources needed, risk identification, and risk management strategy. Protect, preventive controls including training and maintenance. Detect, continuous monitoring and anomaly detection and related processes. Respond, planning and communicating responses and improvements. Recover, plans for resilience and recovery after failures. A set of implementation tiers. These are maturity levels for implementation of cybersecurity that go from partial to risk-informed to repeatable to adaptive. A framework profile. This area provides guidance on generating a cybersecurity roadmap aligned with the given industry, organizational strategy, best practices, and legal or regulatory requirements. An organization with several supply chains may have separate roadmaps per chain. The profile includes an as-is and a to-be state for gap analysis. MITRE, ATT, and CK Registered Trademark Framework. The MITRE Adversarial Tactics, Techniques, and Common Knowledge, MITRE, ATT, and CK Registered Trademark Framework is a curated framework that categorizes adversary behavior and maps out the lifecycle of cyber attacks. It provides a common frame of reference for types of attacks and presents related defenses. There are three versions, one for enterprise, Windows, Mac, Linux, and clouds, one for mobile devices, and one for pre-exploit adversarial behavior such as reconnaissance. Categories of adversary tactics include resource development, command and control of attacks, reconnaissance, initial access, for example, phishing, execution, persistence, trying to stay in the system. privilege escalation, getting higher levels of access, defense evasion, detection avoidance, credential access, stealing user IDs and passwords, discovery, determining what they can control, lateral movement, gaining access to other systems, collection, determining what data to steal, command and control, using seemingly normal traffic to communicate with the compromised network, exfiltration, data theft, and impact, a malicious attack such as ransomware.